The 1% is making a promise today as the nation's CEOs have all signed a pledge vowing to continue fucking over Americans in the face of all this uncertainty. We've got the latest on this shining commitment to oppress the powerless from the world's financial leaders. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Thankfully, we're the only podcast around that discusses news and politics, so I don't really have to say this, but I will anyway. Stay with us.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
It's an inspiring promise being made by some of the country's wealthiest citizens in face of the devastating coronavirus pandemic. Earlier this week, CEOs from every single Fortune 500 company signed a pledge vowing to continue fucking over Americans during these difficult times. Terrence Winchell, the longtime CEO of agrochemical company RKL, spoke on behalf of the country's CEOs.
As the business leaders of this country, we promise to never, ever stop fighting to ensure that the vast majority of Americans aren't able to afford the products or care they need. Making people suffer is more than just good business for us. It's our passion. No pandemic will ever get in the way of that.
For more on this pledge, we're joined by OPR's Remy Berglund.
Hi, Leslie.
Remy, how did this pledge come to be?
This all reportedly began with Walmart CEO Doug McMillon, who felt that Americans needed to know that he and his peers were still thinking about all the ways they will continue fucking the public over during these tough times. So he reached out to other CEOs like Jeff Bezos and Bob Iger, and before you knew it, hundreds of billionaires and multimillionaires united to double down on things like overcharging for basic necessities, crushing local businesses, and manufacturing shitty products that fall apart immediately.
Wow, that's a real murderer's row of CEOs. Where did they make this pledge?
It first appeared, as I'm sure many of our listeners noticed, as a full-page ad in the New York Times with the headline, "We're still fucking you sideways."
Yeah, I read that. I thought this part was really touching. Let me read it here. "We won't let the coronavirus stop us from squeezing every last cent we can out of you and your families, and we will not rest until we have completely overwhelmed you with cynical advertising campaigns and empty PR rhetoric to make you feel like we are on your side." I mean, wow, those are powerful words.
Yeah, these CEOs really want Americans to know that they still see them as brainless monkeys they can hawk their products to, especially now.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was able to talk to Terrence Winchell, one of the CEOs, after the press conference announcing the pledge.
Remy, can you hear me? There's some construction. We're getting a little spaceship attached to the house.
Yep, I can hear you. So, why did you sign this pledge?
Well, my old fishing buddy, Brian Roberts, CEO of Comcast, calls me up and says, "Terrence, what do we always talk about wanting to do?" And I said, "Find as many ways as we can to rob, cheat, and swindle ordinary people, especially the vulnerable ones." And he said, "There's no better time to do that than now." And now we're here.
So this promise to screw over all of us runs pretty deep.
That's right. We're just building on the promises our CEO forebears, like John Rockefeller and Henry Ford, made to the people of this country to stop at nothing to make them suffer from purchasing goods they can't afford. And we think it will mean a lot to regular people to see CEOs from Coca-Cola to coal mining, all signing a pledge to stop at nothing to make their lives a living hell.
It seems like they want to ensure Americans that they'll still be raking them over the coals just like they were before, coronavirus or not.
Right. They want to reinforce a sense of normalcy.
Yeah.
They even went as far as letting Americans know that they will ensure that public officials bend to their will and continue giving them tax breaks so life is only easy for corporations.
Thank you, Remy. It's so inspiring in these troubling times to see our leaders of industry taking a stand against everyone else, including our very own OPR CEO, Tim Spinfuller. What a guy. We'll be back with more right after this.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
I think I may have tweaked my back during that last segment, so I think I'm just going to take it easy and stretch it out for the rest of the show. We'll keep the rest of these stories short and sweet. Here's what else you need to know today. Federal agents have been abducting protesters in Portland, Oregon, but the Department of Homeland Security is insisting it's nothing to worry about, claiming these protesters being snatched off the streets is all part of nothing more than a brand new surprise makeover series for Netflix. Oh good, I've been looking for something new to binge. And federal prisons across the country have now officially reinstituted executions by lethal inflation. It'll be the first time since 2003 that a federal death row inmate was filled up with helium until they either floated away into the atmosphere or just popped like a balloon. And finally, in the wake of new sexual assault allegations and a pending lawsuit against the cable network, Fox News has announced the entire channel will be taking a pre-planned vacation. Sounds like a nice time. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. The news doesn't stop just because I called in a bomb threat to the White House. In fact, that actually made for a lot more news that I'll probably have to report on tomorrow. But until then, you can go to theonion.com for more on all the day's top stories. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow's episode of The Topical, where we'll discuss the wild horses of the French southern coast. Is it finally their turn to say me too? All that and more tomorrow on The Topical.